Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Yeah, here's another great opportunity to study God's Word. I'm blessed that you're with me. Just so grateful for you. Praying that you are being touched by the Spirit of God as you read His Word. He's using the Gospel of John to speak to us right now, written by Jesus' Apostle John. And Jesus was so close to Jesus, knew these things concerning Him, particularly about this process of suffering and crucifixion that He went through for us. We always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our studies because He's the one that really is our teacher. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, once again, here we find ourselves before Your throne, ready to be taught from You from Your Word. And Lord, we're just excited that You've given it to us and that You want us to know Your Word and that You've given us the promise of Your Holy Spirit, who You said would guide us into all truth. And Lord, empower us to live according to that truth so that we could just be before You and live before You in a way that's pleasing to You. We're excited about what we're learning. And as much as this suffering, as we're seeing Jesus endured for us, Lord, we are blessed that You chose to do it so that we could live with You eternally. We bless You and we thank You again today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, I Find No Fault in Jesus. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 19, and verse 4. John the Apostle wrote, Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged Him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on His head. And they put on Him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote Him with their hands. And in chapter 19 and verse 4 of his book, John shared how Pilate again says, I find no fault in Him. Where we read, Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, Behold, I bring Him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in Him. The verse reads, Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, Behold, I bring Him forth to you. John began with the words, Pilate therefore, which means Pilate, whose name means armed with a spear, and was the sixth Roman procurator of Judah and Samaria, went forth again, or departed, and presented himself another time, and said unto them, which means an utter, declared, and proclaimed to the Jewish leaders and people, Behold, or look, lo, and consider, I bring Him forth to you, which means I, Pilate, lead and direct Him, Jesus, to you, Jewish leaders and people. John shared how Pilate presented himself in front of the Jewish people, or leaders and people, again, and told the people to consider Jesus. The verse goes on to say, That you may know that I find no fault in Him. John continued with the words, That you may know, or so you, Jewish people, and the people, Jewish leaders and the people, might understand, perceive, and have knowledge, that I find no fault, which means that I, Pilate, have discovered, found, not found one cause, reason, or criminal act for which punishment is deserved in Him or within Jesus. John shared how Pilate told the Jewish leaders and people that he was presenting Jesus before them again because he found nothing criminal or worthy of punishment in Him. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Pilate was to present Jesus before the Jewish people and leaders to declare him his innocence again. Pilate, after scourging Jesus, had nothing of which to accuse Jesus. Scourging with a whip, often called a cat of nine tails, or flagellum, which was constructed of leather straps with bits of metal and bone at the ends, was used upon criminals to bring about confession of their wrongs. Jesus was flogged, and because there was nothing to confess, he endured 39 stripes without any confession. This verified to Pilate that Jesus did nothing worthy of punishment, and he wanted the people to know his conclusion about him. Jesus endured these things so people could be saved from their sins, and anyone who confesses Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God. Let all who read and hear these words understand, Jesus was innocent and was beaten and flogged for their benefit, and those who are wise will yield their lives to Him. Next time, John shares how then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.